Weekend Breakfast with Africa Milani on Cape Talk.
The French company Citroën has a new flagship SUV. It's the C5 Aircross, and Naresh Maharaj was lucky enough to be driving around in it for a whole week. Joins us on the line from Durban. Naresh, hello. You loved the car, didn't you?
I love it, absolutely. I just want to get back to Barry Manilow. I still like Copacabana, by the way.
Makes sense.
Lola, remember?
You live in Durban. There's a lot that is familiar about that song to you.
But anyway, I don't want to go backwards. Let's go forward to the C5 Aircross. I must tell you, when the guy arrived at my place and he delivered the car, all washed, cleaned, and tanked up, I couldn't believe it. It's just the enormity of the entire car from bumper to bumper and sideways as well. I was in total awe. I'm not just saying that, you know. And when I sat inside as well, I felt totally in control. I was very impressed, Africa.
All right. It's Citroën, and Citroën always stands out, I suppose, in part for its design. I imagine it looks beautiful, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Now, I want to take you back a couple of years, a good few years, you know, the Citroën, the car that was, you know, basically it was like metal to metal from bumper to bumper. All he saw was the wheels. And then when he started it, it raised, the body raised. And when it switched off, the body came back down.
Yes.
And it had that strange, funny hooter. But let me tell you something. That was many years ago. They have completely rewrote the design book. And they've produced this now. Firstly, the C3, and then now they've got the C5. I can tell you right now that the C5 is going to challenge the marketplace for its rightful place. Already, the numbers that are coming in from Citroën South Africa are proving just that. They are selling these, I wouldn't say like hotcakes, no, not yet, but they are selling it at quite a brisk pace.
We are certainly more and more demanding of the vehicles that we are driving. It is silent, obviously, because you will not expect anything else. But you were quite impressed by the self-driving technology that is being introduced in this car.
Do you know what I did on the N3? And, you know, for me to do that, it takes a lot from me being a motoring journalist. I would never leave the steering wheel in all the cars that I've driven that claim to be self-driving. But I felt totally comfortable with the C5. Left the steering wheel. My wife was sitting on the other side, and she was obviously videoing it. And there, for about 3 minutes on the N3 near Pavilion, I was driving this car totally hands-free. It kept on, I don't know if it was pinging the sides of the roads or the lanes, but it was amazing how it just took to the shape of the road, left, right, or whatever the case might be. When I wanted to go left, I put the left indicator down, and it went left to the Pavilion off-ramp in Durban. So I was totally, totally gobsmacked. But every now and again, I just had to quickly just make sure that, you know, you can't give total control to a vehicle when you're driving on a national road like the N3, but very, very impressive. The other thing is that on the dashboard, it'll tell you where your car is in the lane. So if you are in the lane properly, then it'll tell you two white lines. You'll see two white lines, basically. If you're not on the lane, you go going towards the one side or the other, it'll start flashing red and beep as well. So you know straight away that you're not. The other thing is that if you want to go from one lane to the other, the steering will tug you back to your lane unless you have, Africa, unless you have put the indicator on. So if you want to go right, you indicate right. But if you haven't indicated, the steering wheel will tug you back and keep you in your lane. Isn't that amazing?
It truly, truly is. Is it worth the price, though? How much is it going to cost me?
It's very comfortable and modular, but the C5 comes with a 5-year, 100,000-kilometer service plan. But the Aircross C5, the THP Feel 1.6, will cost you $474,900. The Shine will cost you another $20,000 more, so make that $514,900. Is it value for money? At the end of the day, you know, it comes with the customer experience and 24-hour customer care center. To answer your question, I would say yes. Citroën have really attuned itself to its customer expectation. They say their tagline is inspired by you. They've taken samples or studies from cars, owners or would-be owners, and they've produced this. The new C5 is the Citroën, obviously the flagship, and there's little I could fault with it, with this SUV.
Naresh, we will hold it there. Of course, an article is going to go up on Biz Community next week. Thank you very much to Naresh Maharaj.
This is Cape Talk.